Can you imagine? Now let's we can see that that's a traditional Native American. Now I just want to change that guy's race. Just imagine if that's a black guy. So, honey, come here. Let's get your picture with the black guy. Right? Like, seriously, nobody would do this. It baffles the mind. And so Zig, being Indian, likewise, it baffles his mind. His favorite photograph, my favorite photograph of his, which I don't have in here, is Indian taking picture of white people taking pictures of Indians. So I happened to be at dinner with this photographer, and he was talking with another photographer about a shooting that had occurred. And it was on an Indian reservation. He'd taken his camera up there to photograph it. But when he got there, he discovered he couldn't do it. He just couldn't capture the picture. And so they were talking back and forth about this question, do you take the picture or not? And that was fascinating to me as a game designer, because it never occurs to me, like, should I make the game about this difficult topic or not? Because we just make things that are fun or, you know, will make you feel fear, make you know, you that visceral excitement. But every other medium does it. So this is my kid, this is Mesa. And when she was 7 years old, she came home from school one day, and like I do every single day, I ask her, what'd you do today? So she said, we talked about the Middle Passage. Now, this was a big moment. Maze's dad is black, and I knew this day was coming. I wasn't expecting it at 7. I don't know why, but I wasn't. Anyway, so I asked her, how do you feel about that? So she proceeded to tell me, and so any of you who are parents will recognize the bingo buzzwords here. So the ships start in England, they come down from England, they go to Africa, they go across the ocean, that's the Middle Passage part, they come to America where the slaves are sold, she's telling me. But Abraham Lincoln was elected president, and then he passed the Emancipation Proclamation, and now they're free.